David Beckham is one of a handful of lucky people who get paid hundreds of millions of dollars to raise their heart rates and to sweat. Many more are in the position of commentator Aaron Freeman. He shells out money for a gym membership, and this month is shaping up to be just like every other January that he's ever seen at his gym.
The great thing about January in the health club is the mystery. Gym rats like me get all huffy about the New Year's resolution people who show up like clockwork January 2nd with their Christmas present workout clothes, squeaky clean Nikes, and invariably, headbands. For those of us who work out year-round, it's like living in a beachfront town and having to endure tourist season. We, of course, don't let our annoyance show. We patiently explain the settings on the elliptical machines, tell the newbies that yes, this is the room for the aerobics class, and no, we don't think trying to bench 250 pounds is the best way to start a strength training program. But we regulars also remember that our first workouts looked pretty knuckleheaded too. So in the back of our minds, we always wonder, will this one still be here in the springtime? It goes without saying that most of the new fitness converts will have fallen away by Valentine's Day, and many a lot earlier. They start up as tornadoes, but then many realize that they will not look like Madonna or Usher in 4 weeks and just stop coming. But we know that some of the newbies will make the February cut. Some will become addicted to the exercise-induced endorphins. Others will be seduced by the camaraderie within the fellowship of the fit. And still others will just plain dig how working out makes them look and feel. But which New Year's resolutioner will it be? Will it be the grossly obese guy who does only 10 minutes on the treadmill but shows up every day like clockwork? Or maybe the 40-year-old woman with the beautiful face who struggles to touch her knees, then chuckles at herself? Or the skinny 60-year-old lady who seems determined to try out every single piece of equipment in the joint? There's no way to tell, and everything is possible. So we, the regulars, watch like a sweaty audience in a smelly theater as the mystery unfolds. It's a great show. Somebody, pass the popcorn. Oh, wait, that's not on my diet.
Aaron Freeman, writer and performer, works out in Chicago.